whole season. Visit paypal.com/P2P sweeps. No purchase necessary. See website for details, including how to enter by mail. Brought to you by PayPal, official peer-to-peer payment sponsor of the NFL.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let me jam on the one.
We need the password.
Morning Mayhem starts now
with David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore. Live from the Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort Studio. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino.
Crank us up, Todd.
And this part's what's the rest of it?
Yeah. Come on!
Smoking in the New Orleans.
Sparks 6765.
All right. That was on the air.
That's okay.
Hey, you darn right.
All right, you 609ers. You know what to do. We're on the road. We got you. You got to do it. You got to move it. Let's go.
Bam, ba now. Bam, ba na 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 na.
Are you? Is it? You here? Which one are you on?
I'm on.
I'm two.
Check, check. Jam, jam.
That's it.
The only thing is at the terminal gate.
Come on!
And let me make it to the telephone.
Los Angeles.
In my mouth.
Terminal zone. Put your engine and cool your wings and let me make it to the telephone.
me make it to the telephone?
Los Angeles. All right, let's get this party started. How do I sound a little hot, Raj?
You do.
Let's see if we get this.
But you've always been hot to me.
We know what we do to that? We go to input gains.
That's right.
And it's low. Let me just turn me back. Turn me back a little bit. Good morning, everybody. It is 6:11 on this Thursday, June 11th. We are on the road again for the second day of our tour, the Man Cave Champion Tour. Yesterday, we were in Little Rock at the home of Mark and Ann Carter. Had a great time there. Today, Roger, we make our first show ever in Houston, Arkansas. And this is the man cave of Sandy Hudspeth and his wife, Kimberly. Actually, they're right here. Good morning, y'all. How are y'all?
Good morning.
Pull those mics right close to your mouth there. There you go. What a place this is. Roger is working on the cameras. We've already got a crowd. This is when I envisioned Man Cave to the extreme. This is it. Yesterday was a more intimate, residence, sort of a room upstairs that they've turned into a Razorback room. This is off the chart. Two pool tables, pinball machines everywhere, a giant bar with 9 bar stools that's the size of a car. All this, Sandy, you made by hand pretty much, except for the pool tables, right?
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, you got your Razor. Now, we got some Razorback memorabilia here, but
sure.
Yeah, this is going to be a blast.
It's not lacking.
Now, you guys got 25 to 50 people coming today, right? Yep. You've already got some of your friends here.
Yeah.
You got a pool league that comes out, or you can play pool once
some
a month?
Some of them will be out here today.
Okay, well, Roger, look.
And it's VFW.
it's like a VFW.
And even it's a working jukebox.
Yeah,
you kidding me? Pinball machines.
What's the square
footage? Maverick.
What's the square footage? It was square footage of this place. What would you think, Sandy?
How many square feet? Square feet? Well, it's figured up 92 by 36.
What is that? Is that 3,000?
Yeah.
3,000 square feet? I mean, it's big. It's as big as a house,
yeah.
Square footage-wise. I know Tori's from Down Home Catering is bringing out food, more food than what we had yesterday. We only had it was a much more intimate thing yesterday with about 7 or 8 folks, but 25 to 50 is going to be a lot of fun. Now, if you missed last night, we got to start off by saying back in the studio too. Let's welcome Todd Pierce into the show. Todd, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Yeah, no, Christian Weaver today. He's off, maybe because he knew what was going to happen with the game last night. My goodness, the Spurs took a 27-point halftime lead, got up to 29 in the second half. I turned it off and went and watched The Shooter because we have to watch that movie for our Hawks Homes movie review tomorrow. And the Knicks come storming back. It's still, when it was fifth, they were down 15 with about 7 minutes to go. Still looked like they were not going to be able to come back and win. They keep chipping away, down by 9 with 4 minutes, and they get it back. Brunson takes a shot, a long 3-point shot, misses it. What's the last name, Todd? OG, I just went blank on his last name.
OG Anunoby.
Yeah, OG Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Obi-Wan Kenobi comes in
with a tip-in. And the place goes absolutely bonkers. All the movie stars, the musicians, and their own courtside.
I saw Seinfeld and Larry David.
All of them. I saw the list of all the celebrities, and they never left. They stayed there on the court for about an hour after the game. It was great listening to Barkley and Shaq and all those guys talk about it. But the biggest comeback in the history of the NBA playoffs, and they take a 3-1 lead, Roger. Obviously, they go back to San Antonio now, but I can't see, San Antonio coming back from this. To be up by 27 at half and to blow Barkley got home and said the stupidest thing they'd ever seen. They were shooting 3-point shots. They took 8 3-point shots in a row in the second half. Just milk the clock. What are you doing? So anyways, that's the big story. It will be the big story across the country today when it comes to sports. Razorbacks, they got another point guard, which is supposed to be one of the best. I think he's 15. He's 15 years old. I think they're going to, we're just going to move him up. We're going to get him to play, reclassify him.
You know what? He plays bigger than he is.
Yes, he is. 6'2", Davian Thompson. But it was he picked the Razorbacks over Michigan, Baylor, and Vanderbilt last night. 6'2", 179. A lot of folks are excited. No big man. No. But we got a lot of point guards.
That's why I say he plays bigger.
That's right. He does.
That's Cal Stardust.
You got the Stanley Cup tonight. That thing has been off the chart. That's 2-2. So that's at 7 o'clock tonight. That's at Carolina. And then, Roger, of course, we've got the World Cup starting today.
Today.
You got Mexico and South Africa and South Korea versus Czechia.
And what do? When they get together?
You throw the records out.
Throw it out.
You know, tomorrow I'm going to be at the Hill Station with Randy, you know, with commentary on Bosnia-Herzegovina.
Well, here's the deal. I know that. And there's no better. I'm going to tell you this right now, and I don't feel like I'm out there on a limb by myself.
Yes.
There is no better broadcasters to speak on
soccer,
World Soccer League, than you and Double R tomorrow afternoon when people are on the way home. That's going to be classic.
Yeah, and I got to learn about this friendlies thing. They play friendlies. Have you heard of that, friendlies?
Yeah.
Listen, I don't know about friendlies. Don't really listen. When I step on the gridiron, we're not talking friendlies. I don't know what's going on there.
No. It's trying to stop.
And we got plenty of other sports to talk about. Razorback baseball, softball, a lot of other things, NBA as well. Got some great birthdays, got some great this day in history. But we're celebrating our first ever Man Cave Contest winners. And, you know, for those that don't know where Houston is, the best way when people ask you, where in the world is that? A lot of people don't know there's a Houston, Arkansas. What's the best description to get here? What do you tell people?
It's about Houston, Arkansas?
That's right.
Well, most time when you say Houston, Arkansas, they think the first thing is Texas.
That's right.
Yeah.
But to get here, what do you just tell them? Go east to 30 minutes west of Conway?
Yeah.
30 minutes
go
by, west.
Go through the Toad Suck area.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, this part of Houston, a little bit after you pass the Toad Suck area, you turn off on to the right.
Beautiful country out here, and the reason and
you will find deer out here. Is that right? Right?
Yeah, they found me. I had a couple of them find me.
What's crazy is that Roger had been worried about, you know, watching for deer coming.
I always
out here.
Do.
Yeah, he always did that. And so, what's funny about this? I have deer all around my house by the river in Little Rock. So Roger goes, hey, he said last night or yesterday, but watch out for the deer, you know. So Roger almost hits a deer here.
No, they hit me.
Yeah, they came after Roger.
But it doesn't look. I'm so glad, Frank, Andy, and Fletcher. It looks okay right now.
So I was prepared to be looking for deer, but I didn't get about 60 seconds outside of my home, and I had a deer almost hit me. Same thing, jumped
Unreal.
Out there. So just want to remind us, hey, Baz, we've got your own deer in your own neighborhood.
I told Sandy and Kimberly, I could see boogers inside the deer's nose. It was that close.
And you don't
it was
like
that close. Nobody out here owns a Humvee because they'd own the road.
Right. And so the reason people come out here, what I think I've learned, is that you've got access to the river. Beautiful river view that people, and it's out in the country.
Yeah.
And I tell you, Roger's running out here. Rolling hills were beautiful.
It was
a beautiful, beautiful countryside.
Still dark out there. We crossed the river.
Yeah, in Toad Suck.
You did that. I mean, you went as far as you could down Dave Ward because Walmart's there. It's over.
Yeah.
Then it goes into two lanes, and you know we're going.
Did you see Clayton Holmes?
We'll be there Saturday. That's right.
But not there, but in Little Rock. I mean, Mayflower. That's right. Not that particular one. Or is that it?
The one on 40?
Yeah, the one over right next to you, on Dave Ward.
I did not see that. I was looking for deer. I did not see Clayton Home. I did not see.
Who did you invite out here today? We're gonna have these are your buddies and friends and
buddies,
family.
Boys that play pool with. A lot of my family, my grandchildren.
Now you got 21 or 22?
21 grandchildren.
21 grandchildren, Roger. How many do you have?
8 3/4.
Yeah, and so you were in the car business. And when I say car business, what would you describe the kind of car business you were in?
I started right out of high school. Started buying cars and tinkering with them while
fixing them up
while I was a welder doing welding, and it just prolonged. And then about when I was about 21, 22, a couple years after that, I just went into buying cars that were wrecked and totaled out and rebuilding them and selling them. And
what a talent.
I know, it is. And so that's why you, when you look around, some of like that bar up there, what kind of car is that bar made out of?
The bar is a 63 Chevy Impala.
my daddy had a 72 Chevy Impala. So but that's the year we were born, Bash.
And I started, when I bought that car, I paid $250 for it.
Wow.
And it's a long way from $250 now.
So the question we asked Ann Carter yesterday, her husband Mark wanted to do take a bedroom basically and turn it into this. It turned into a man cave. What did you say to Sandy when he goes, I think I want to build a 3,000 square foot man cave? Because he'd already had one in Conway, right, before y'all moved out here.
Exactly. Well, he told me that it was for storage.
For this stuff?
It's storing.
It's storing,
well,
it's storing the man cave stuff.
Yeah. Did you have an idea what his vision was?
No way. You never can
I'm telling you, folks, I'm going to try to post some pictures here shortly. It is the ultimate. Now, Justin Moore has he has an unbelievable deal, too. But when it comes to eye candy and having all the cool, you got the front ends and back ends of cars you've turned into benches. You got two pool tables. You
turned a truck into a bed.
Barber chair over here. You got gas pumps. Pinball machines, life-size cops and Batman, and you got a skeleton on your bed, on the Razorback bed in there. Yeah. So this is, and then you got a giant bar. You got a bar. I mean, when I first saw this thing, when it was entered, I was thinking, I was a little concerned. Wait a minute, are you using this as a commercial? Is this a commercial establishment too? Because I saw your Husband Sport cars on there with the number. I was thinking, but no, this is just where you invite your friends to come out and play
pool.
Your
friends and family.
Yeah. So we'll try to post some of these pictures because it is. And Roger, you've got it a little bit. Yeah, you can see a little bit right there.
You got
it does look like the VFW from the back.
It's a VFW. And cool. I mean, I say that it's only because that's what they're built out of, it looks like. I mean, this thing's right here. I was asking Sandy and Kim earlier today how long this took. And surprisingly, two things. Number one, said 7 years, 6-7 years.
Yeah.
And I'm going, wow, it just seems like you have acquired this over 30 years or something like that.
Yeah.
But the other part of it is he did it all by himself. So that's even more impressive.
Like this sign, he's got it looks like a Razorback sign, and he's taken out where the numbers would be like for whatever. He's put computers in there. Right. I mean, it's just, you know, it's so far. And then you got bowling pins. Those are real bowling pins under that. It's off the chart.
That's right.
We can never do this. Roger and I don't have the
I already told
skill.
Him I can't hang a floating shelf.
But let me tell you what my MacGyver boy can do. He can get a connection.
Oh yeah.
We for those who follow us, sometimes we know we can't get connections. And this is I think years ago with Tommy, Houston somehow won the
Redneck
Capital of Arkansas, and we couldn't do it.
That's a good thing.
It's a good thing. And we could not do it because we could not get a connection.
Right.
And so it just, you don't have the greatest cell service.
Well, metal roofs are a killer, number one. So we're able to take it outside and do all that. We knew it was going to, you know, when I was thinking about it, when I was thinking about Houston, I'm going, wait a minute, why is everybody going through Conway? What's going through Conway? I thought it was Searcy. Isn't Austin towards Searcy?
Yes.
Okay, so that's the other part of Texas that I was thinking about. Because I didn't have Houston on my mind. Keith and Ellie Lawson live out in Houston.
Gotcha.
This is where their farm is. Do you know Keith Lawson?
Yeah, he's right down the road.
Well, he may come and see us.
What is the population of Houston? Do you know? Probably not many, like 100? 200?
100, 150 maybe.
Well, half of them are in here right now.
Well, yeah, listen, we don't make fun of that. You know, Justin Moore and Kate Moore and their kids, the population 292 in Poen, so it's quite okay.
Look at the education that's going on right now.
I know, Mama.
At the pool table.
Yeah, Mama's schooling the boys and
that's
girls.
That's right, that's right. She doesn't want to be embarrassed in tournament play.
Now, the interesting thing is that, now Kimberly, you went to Central High School, 1980 graduate, and that was, I played with a lot of Razorbacks from that era, Roger, and then you've been a nurse for 40 years.
Well done.
Salute. You know, outstanding. And you went to Southside B Branch, Sandy,
yes,
right? That's where you graduated.
Yes,
you were born where? We're born in
Conway, Arkansas.
Conway. So you're born there. And so anyway, a lot to talk about, a lot to cover. We'll try to show and illustrate what's going on here.
Yeah.
The other story, Roger, we did get, there's several other sports stories. Patrick Mahomes will become the first NFL player to ever do a deal that's over $500 million. So they renewed this contract, added 2 years. The value is $504.75 million. That's $504 million.
I mean, $500 million.
Yeah, $500 million.
For NFL quarterback.
And then he basically, with incentives, can make up to another $20 million on top of that. So,
is he worth it?
Well, you look what he's done so far.
Is that what they're paying for?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, probably so. Last night,
looking good.
Last night there were a lot of. I was trying to think who all was there. I'll try to. AB Metter sent me the rundown of all the
somebody's
celebrities.
Cal
was there. Yeah. So Cal was sitting next to. I think was it Jerry. What's
Seinfeld?
I think he was sitting next to
Larry David.
Who was it? It was Adam Sandler. Yeah. So it's funny, they show a shot.
Is there enough room on the side of it?
Every seat has a star in it. So Sandler was going crazy. Cal didn't want to do that. So Cal just was sitting there because he didn't want to look like a, you know, hey, you know, because he, you know, didn't want to see the show favoritism, although, you know, Cat, Towns is his guy. But then when they started coming back, he gets up. Now, he's not, like, cheering, but you can see the shock that he can't believe this game has shifted. And then he took a picture with Karl-Anthony Towns' dad afterwards. And so, there, listen, there's the guy. That shows you the power, the star power of Coach Cal.
Yeah.
They're showing all – what's the – I don't know why I'm having a CTE moment. What is the name of the girl that everybody hates that's
Kardashian?
No, even more. The Chiefs.
Oh,
the Chiefs.
Swift?
Yeah, Taylor Swift is sitting there. She's jumping around on the side. Yeah, I mean, she's doing a little with the girl from LR. I mean, with the attorney show that's so popular. She's a cutie, the brunette.
Attorney show?
Yeah, Mariska Hargitay from Law & Order SVU.
Thank you, Todd. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to throw out every name that I don't know, and you have to help me get it. As you can see, I'm 0 for 3.
Is she an attorney on that show?
Yes, I think she is. Yeah, okay. But she's jumping around there doing Rosie, you know, the dance around, the posy, all that kind of stuff.
That's pretty cool. Well, on a side note, I watched an interesting documentary on her and her mom and dad. I think it's on Netflix. It's very, very interesting what you find out there at the end of that thing. Last night, I did trivia down at the
You weren't able to watch the case. You're doing not it all the attorneys
until you're telling me. Yeah, we had a room full of attorneys that down at the in the
How big room
because it was great
at Oakland. Yeah,
great group.
Were they stuffy?
No, listen. We had a great time. I took pictures with all of them to find out which one of these I may need sometime, prosecutor or defense.
Yeah.
But great.
Do you have a theme? Do you have a good like a lawyer?
I actually did. Every one of my questions I tailored towards
TV and movies about the courtroom
TV
drama.
Music, dress, politics, whatever it was. It was all about law, is what that was. So that was a fun time.
Yeah,
I'll go back tonight. For Mainline Sports Bar, and we'll do that. Just a regular run-of-the-mill trivia.
I'll be accepting your trivia host of the year award.
Thank you, David.
He's so big that he can't miss his trivia. I go to pick up his awards from.
I want to do a video call in. I wish I could be there.
I think you should. I'd already thought about that. You've got to do that in front of your crowd. There.
All right. You hold it on your phone?
We go live to.
Yeah, exactly. Go live to me right now. I'm somewhere in Hot Springs.
It's funny when Tori agreed from Down Home Catering to do this.
Yeah.
You go, how many people you think you're coming? And I said probably 8 or 10 max for both of them. And then so that's when the Carter said, yeah, probably, you know, we'll probably have a few people come over. And then I think you said at Kimberly, she goes, probably 25 to 40. I said, that's okay. That's good, too. So we're going to bring plenty of them.
That's good. Okay, very good.
Let me ask you this. Is there alcohol? Do you allow alcohol in the building?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know.
Asking for a friend. Asking for a friend.
You know, it is in the law, like when we went to VFW out in, went blank on, not the Dardanelle, Arkansas law says you can't, you know, in a public place, you can't drink until like 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock for some reason.
Is that right?
Yeah, I don't know what makes the difference between 8 and 9.
It's private.
I know, that's what I'm saying. So, does anybody wanted to come and rent this thing from you to...
No,
not yet.
It's a hell of a wedding venue.
We talked about that.
You talked about a wedding venue?
Yeah, we've talked about
that. What do you call it? You just call this the cave?
The man cave.
The man cave. Perfect. So before we go to break here, now you go hit the music, Todd.
It goes another 100 yards back.
Yeah, whose idea was it to submit? Did you see it on Facebook?
I saw it,
and I told her.
And then I did it.
Now, here's what's great about this. I'll be real honest, because I asked you, Kimberly, I said, do y'all normally listen to the show? And you go, normally you don't, but since we've done this contest, you're locked in.
She is locked in.
She did the bro call a minute ago. Beep, beep. Yeah, did the bro call. She knew. So this is one of the reasons we do crazy things like this, because sometimes we may get new listeners,
that's
too.
That's right.
And listen, Sandy, I don't know what you're listening to. You know, probably Bobby Bones or something, but nobody likes Bobby. He's got too much money. I'm kidding. Bobby's a fine guy. But, no, we're glad you're
in here working. He's got a swimming pool back there.
I know. Yeah. I know. This place is not finished. I wonder why you want to do an indoor pool as opposed to an outdoor pool. Any reason?
Yep, so she could swim year round.
Look at that. What a husband.
He did it
what
for her.
Man, what, yeah. What a man. All right, we'll take a break. We'll go to your questions and comments at 661-1037. Roger's got the webcams working. I'll try to post some pictures, too, on Facebook. I'll send them to Chuck, too, to maybe post on.
Absolutely.
I should have done that yesterday on the buzz. All right, don't go away. It's 6:30 here. It's the second round, second appearance of our champions of our Man Cave contest.
Don't be careful, away. Tori.
So wait a minute, big boy, not so fast. I wanna thank us all.
For Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone. Brought to you by Wachita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders. Building premier homes in Hot Springs.
This is SportsCenter.
Arkansas basketball coach John Calipari was among those who saw history last night at Madison Square Garden.
Brunson pulls a quick three off the front rim. No. Tip it good for the lead with 1.2 seconds to go. OG Anunoby flying out of nowhere. And this place is rocking at the Garden.
That was Mark Kestisher on ESPN Radio with OG Anunoby's tip in with 1.2 seconds left that gave New York a 107-106 victory over San Antonio. It's the largest comeback in NBA Finals history. The Knicks trailed by as many as 29 in the third quarter. They'll have a chance to win their first NBA championship since 1973 on Saturday night. I'm Todd Pierce for the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center.
Another hot and steamy day for Thursday with mostly sunny skies and highs in the 90s. Feeling like the triple digits, scattered showers and storms likely Thursday night into Friday morning. Pushing into Friday midday and the afternoon in southern Arkansas. Some of those could be on the stronger side. Highs on Friday reach the mid-80s. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm Arkansas Storm Team Meteorologist Jenna Warner.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
The Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival, presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs, is back. It's going down July 18th from 5 to 8 at the Statehouse Convention Center in downtown Little Rock. Your ticket includes a tasting cup and margarita samples from some of the best bars and restaurants in the city. Get your tickets now at 1037thebuzz.com. Sample and celebrate summer at the most refreshing event of the season. It's the Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival, presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs and brought to you in part by Tito's Handmade Vodka.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. And on the biggest soccer stage in the world this summer, FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports, is changing the soccer game with a feature built in for soccer fans. Because sometimes your players get subbed out and your bet goes with them. It can happen at any moment. 1 minute they're on the pitch creating chances and the next they're heading back to the bench. Well, not anymore. With FanDuel Super Sub, if your soccer player is subbed out, your bet stays in. That's right. When your player leaves the match, your bet automatically continues on with the substitute player. So whether the action happens early, late, or deep into the stoppage time, you're still in it until the final whistle. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports. Let there be goals this summer on FanDuel. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Dugan's Pub is your home for World Cup soccer, including the 3rd Street Merchants Association World Cup Block Party. This Friday night at 6, the 3rd Street Entertainment District will be blocked off for the U.S. men's game. Beer stations outside with cocktails from Dugan's, Dizzy's, Copper Grill, and Lucky Luke's. Burgers and dogs from the grill or food to go from all the merchants. Special thanks to the Little Rock Convention and Visitors Bureau, Michelob Ultra, Wheel Horse Whiskey, Toucan Cocktails, Four Craft Cocktails, Windrock Automotive, and the 3rd Street Merchants Association.
Shipments of spring and summer fashions are arriving at Bell & Sword. That means swimwear from Saks, Peter Millar golfwear and shirts, Johnny O's store within a store. Be sure to check out the Faraday line and Martin Dingman shoes and leather goods. So hurry in for a great value on quality men's clothing at Bell & Sword for your spring and summer items. And you'll look fantastic. Bell & Sword, 1011 Oak Street in downtown Conway on Facebook and Instagram.
The guys aren't perfect, so if you hear them say something wrong, let them know at 501-661-1037.
Skip goes flat for Jalen Brunson. Allow him to operate at the top. 101. Brunson gets it. Fires up a three. Shot no good. The triple's gone. It's gone.
107-106. Bedlam here at the Garden. They can't believe it.
What an amazing play. I think there will be a great painting of OG coming up and going over the three or four other hands that were there at the rim to get that tip in. When it looked, the Brunson shot was, it was a long three. I think they pulled Wembanyama out there with him, so he had two defenders on that, which one less around the rim. Right. But what a tip in, Roger. I thought he'd missed it, game's over with, yeah. And then a hand at it, like it looked like the hand of God coming out of the sky to tip it in. Place goes crazy, and then with 1.2 seconds left, they defend at the other end and get the win. If you missed it, the greatest comeback in NBA playoff history. The Knicks get it done. They're one game away from the first championship since 73. I was thinking, Todd Pierce back in the studio, what was the last New York team to win a world championship? Was it the Giants or the Yankees?
Was it Eli Manning
or was it?
That's a great one.
I think it may have been the Giants. I know the Giants and the Yankeys were right there together. Like,
yeah, it was in the early 2000s, right?
In that neighborhood.
Okay.
Was it the Islanders?
I don't know. I'm connected here. We are on the road here in Houston, Arkansas. Am I saying that good, Roger? Houston?
Yeah, it's close. Houston? It's close enough. It's a good start.
We are at the winner of our second Man Cave category. We had two categories in our Man Cave competition brought to you by Coffin by Design West, and it was for Razorback theme and non-Razorback theme. Yesterday was at Mark and Ann Scott's in Little Rock. This here in Houston.
Carter.
What did I say?
Scott.
I'm saying Carter. Mark and Ann Carter. Thank you, Roger. This is another ball game. This is another level. This is Man Cave on steroids to where, you know, and matter of fact, I love what the winner today said, Sandy Hutchmuth. It said winning this meant the world to him. This was a big deal for him to win because
cool.
He put so much time and effort into it. This is all done by hand. I just sent the picture.
By his own hand.
By his own hand. I just sent the pictures to Chuck Gatlin. We'll post some of those, and it is really amazing.
Well, you have to be impressed with anyone that has the ability and talent to do this, and then the fortitude to go ahead and do it and get it done. And as we speak, by summer's end, he's going to have a pool back there the size of what Hollywood would use to film Titanic.
Yes, that's what it looks like.
It's huge.
Yeah, he's not done yet. And Houston, for those who don't know, is about 30 minutes west of Conway.
That's right.
Right, you go past Toe-Chuck. And first time I've been out here in this area in a long time, Roger.
Yeah.
If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. Someone says, Baz, not so fast, my friend. The Spurs left the lane wide open for a tip-in, and they were standing around to allow it to happen. Totally rigged. No, not totally rigged. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you what, that was a problem. They shot a playoff record 14 threes in the first half and made them, and then started jacking them up in the second half. We should be milking the clock. They took 8 straight threes, according to, you know, Barkley and those guys, and he said it was stupid. So anyway, it was just historic. It was really impressive to see. A couple other ones. Tell Sandy the Ragman said, hey. Here's one that says, my parents introduced Sandy to his wife. So let's say you don't know. Listen, we start throwing things out there. You may get some dirty laundry. Y'all don't want to know about it. I'm just telling you. And everybody here, we've got already a great crowd. We've asked them to turn off their phones to see if that helps with our connection.
We're trying.
Let's see here. Y'all have about a 1 second delay coming in. That's okay. That's okay. Rebecca says Marissa Harriman is Detective Olivia Benson on SVU, not an attorney.
I didn't think so.
I never watched those shows.
No,
I've never watched the one.
I thought she was. Well, I mean, listen, I'm telling you, if you hadn't seen, and evidently, and it may be a year or two or three old, I don't know, but you know who her mother is?
Who?
Hargitay.
No.
Do you know who Hargitay? You know who it is, Todd?
I think you're the only one that's going to know. Everybody's got a blank look on their face. You're going to have to help us.
You would ask. And
do you know?
I do know.
Who is it? Let's see if anybody on here knows.
Okay, 661-1037.
Very famous mother. She was killed in a car accident. Her father was a bodybuilder. At least that's what we all thought. And she had to do some digging, and she's got to go deep in the well to find some stuff out. A great story on her part and what she's done.
So someone says YouTube is lagging a little bit pixelated. Let me tell you what. My man, Roger Scott.
Yeah.
He is like MacGruber.
Yeah.
For figuring out how to make things work. He dove in, put a cradle point outside the building because of the metal roof. And listen, we didn't even have a connection at all. Do you want to thank Chuck Gatlin for coming out here?
Thank you for saying that. Yeah. Yes, Chuck. Thank you for coming out here and setting it all up.
Somebody said, did you guys see Coach Cal sitting next to Adam Sandler and his wife last night in the New York game? Yes, that's from Colonel Kilgore. We did see that. Saw him congratulating Carl Anthony Towns after the game. I saw him do that. That was cool. Jay Mansfield.
Exactly.
Good job.
Jay Mansfield.
For the
Jay
501.
Mansfield is her mother.
Look at there.
Right.
I see him.
Do you know, can I give you a little bit more of useless information?
Good job, Judy.
Do you know that bar that you see that has the reflective taping on it on the bottom of all big trucks? That's called the Mansfield bar because when she was killed, it was foggy. Her car went into the back of a big truck.
Wow, did not know
and
that.
And so that's how she was killed. And Mariska, she was a baby. She was a baby in the back seat of that car. And she lived through that thing. But that's called a Mansfield bar. That's to stop your car from going underneath the big truck.
Let me tell you, that's why
useless
he's host of the year. You know, you can
use that.
You just learn something there.
You can make some money playing pool knowing stupid stuff.
Now, Kimberly and Sandy, we don't know what you this is your life here. People are listening. It's so funny, yesterday when we had Mark Carter on, he said, man, my phone's blowing up. We sometimes forget how many people listen to our show. We're very blessed by that and appreciate it.
Yes, we are.
And so when people come on, you know, you may not have been listening to the show, but there are about 100-plus people that will be listening and send you messages.
Keith Lawson, I think he's going to stop by.
Yeah. Here's
you know it.
Here's some more. I love Sandy and his family. They were always good to me at Eternity House. That's from Chase. Now, what is Eternity House?
It's a deal we've done at Halloween.
Yes.
And it was a thing you went through in 5 or 6 rooms in the family.
I got it.
And they had drugs or alcohol, and they'd get killed in car wrecks. And
well, that's why this makes sense. It says, was Sandy the guy who played the role of Satan in the Eternity House back in the day?
Yes.
Satan. Wow.
I'll tell you a funny thing. We was at Walmart one time and checking out, and a little girl looks up at her mom and says, Mom. There's Satan right there.
Wow. Now, we also, too, Roger, I don't know if you noticed, I know somewhere back headed this way, I passed the R cross R, and that is?
Renewal Ranch.
And we've had those folks on before, really doing great work for folks dealing with addiction, whether it be drugs or alcohol.
Sure.
And that's great, too, all this
absolutely.
Out here. Somebody said, is Justin not doing radio, too? That's exactly right. Justin is... He's taking the time away from everything, music, radio, and he's got to focus on his health and his family. So, yeah, so we'll get him back probably in hopefully a month, 3 or 4 weeks. I don't know.
Hope so.
Many thanks to Roger for hosting legal trivia last night at the Arkansas Bar meeting. He was fantastic, lots of fun. We decided to award him the title of Arkansas Barrister. That's from Joe Jim Volk.
Hey!
Yeah, how about that?
My thing's not correct. Did he say Joe Jim?
Yeah, he did.
Is that right? Well, his name is Joe, is what it is. Volpe is what
Volpe,
it is. Joe Volpe. He and his wife were there. He is a 609er.
Yeah, I love it.
Thank you very much. Yeah, exactly. I called him Joe by mistake, or Jim by mistake, when I'm trying to get a few things up. But anyway, great dude, great time there. And thank you very much for coming out and hanging out.
Yes.
Now, there were probably a couple of hundred attorneys there. It was their very first night being there at the casino. So a good 100 of them plus spent the first night up there at in the casino. So I took a picture of everybody that was at trivia. Those are the folks that were dedicated and knew that you got to pace yourself. You don't go to the casino and kill it all on the first night. Do it later.
Now, our man, a couple things. We've got a message here from our buddy Steve Qualls, who is a car guy. He's a big NASCAR racing guy. He loves it. He provides all of our shirts that you'll be getting. Each of you will be getting a Morning Mayhem shirt thanks to Steve Qualls. He said, he's looking at the pictures, and he said, that place is over the top cool. That guy has awesome talent. Yeah, you do it. You just learn by doing it with your hands when you started, right out of high school.
Yes, my father, when I was a young kid, he was the kind of person, if something broke, you tear it apart and fix it and see if you can fix it. If you don't fix it, you ain't lost nothing. You learn.
There you go. Someone says here.
Lack of money helps you do things like that.
Yes,
too.
It does.
Sure does.
Yes.
Please ask this from the 501. Please ask Sandy if he's ready to Paul Rat Hutsmith. You know who Paul Rat, the Rat husband?
Paul, yeah.
All right, just listen. I'm telling you, you're going to find out a lot of people. They may be asking questions you don't want. You just go, Baz, I got to get out of here. I got to use the bathroom and just sneak
Party's
out
over.
Way.
Remote's over. Yeah.
So just so we can get there. So everybody here, if you're a relative, raise your hand. If you're a relative, you got the grandkids, sons and daughters. If you're friends. Okay, there we go. All right. We'll get some of y'all here on the show in just a second. We'll go ahead and take a break. Todd, here's one. Sandy's house he lived in Conway, he built himself?
Yep.
Is that right? Now you're showing off. Now you're showing off. Okay? You got your man cave, now you're on house.
Yeah.
You're on, yes. And he builds his own car. Is there anything else you want to build?
I just like to try to build anything I can.
Okay, well, that's very, very impressive. Somebody says here the rumor is Justin Moore got suspended by Justin Eckery for something said on the radio. Any truth to that rumor? That is not true.
It is not true.
That would be fun if it was.
It really is.
It would
is.
Be fun.
It
we really would really, really promote that.
We've tried to make that happen.
This one says here, Ron from PB, this is why Roger is the coach, and that's king of all trivia.
Thank you. Now listen. Don't listen.
just drop off a tip the tip jar for
you
we get
can
out of here.
You can Zelle me Venmo
go to the webcam. Roger's got him working. And matter of fact, Roger, do you have the ability when we come back we'll do a little pano? You
sure.
Hold the camera up and see, because it's really hard to get a feel for how cool this room is by a still camera. So all right, preach. Much thanks to Todd Pierce back in the studio filling in for Christian Weaver today. It's 6:46. We're on the road in Houston, Arkansas. Don't go away.
When all gets too heavy. That's when they come and they go. They go. But only one thing in common. They got the fire down below.
Hey, folks, it's David Basilat here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. When you need a new vehicle, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood. You'll find a great selection, the best deals, and the most competitive finance rates in Central Arkansas. They'll treat you like family. No games, no gimmicks, and no bogus markups on the sticker price. You'll get Frank Fletcher's best deal right up front, and they'll give you more for your trade. Folks, Frank Fletcher doesn't want to just sell you a car. He wants to be your dealer for life. If you want to do that, you have to listen to the customer so you'll know what they want. Then you give them what they want without any hassle or stress. That's the secret of Fletcher Dodge's success. They listen to you and they treat you right without any hassles or headaches. Just tell them what you want and how much you want to pay. General Manager Chris Zippy Zender has been with Frank Fletcher for decades. He and his great staff know how to take care of a customer. So for the best selection, lowest price, and best buying experience, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood, or you can shop them online at FletcherDeals.com. That's FletcherDeals.com. And make sure and tell them the boys from Morning Mayhem sent you. It's FletcherDeals.com.
The Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs is back. It's going down July 18th from 5 to 8 at the Statehouse Convention Center in downtown Little Rock. Your ticket includes a tasting cup and margarita samples from some of the best bars and restaurants in the city. Get your tickets now at 1037thebuzz.com. Sip, sample, and celebrate summer at the most refreshing event of the season. It's the Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs and brought to you in part by Tito's Handmade Vodka.
When your truck isn't moving, your business isn't making money. Don't stress. Call the experts at Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. From headlight to taillight and everything in sight, they'll provide dependable repairs with a massive inventory of heavy-duty parts ready to roll. Their experienced technicians work fast to get you back on the road and back to work. Powers Truck Parts and Service, keeping your trucks rolling. Visit PowersTruckParts.com today.
This is the Pigskin Preacher, bringing you the word. Ancient Israel's wisdom literature includes this sage advice from Ecclesiastes. There is nothing better for a person that he should eat and drink and find enjoyment in his toil. This also, I saw, is from the hand of God. For apart from him, who can eat or have enjoyment? For to the one who pleases him, God has given wisdom and knowledge and joy. So work hard, serve others, read widely, study diligently, and enjoy the gifts God gives us. Are you looking for a great place to work? Go to DoubleBees.com and apply online. And you can join the DoubleBees team or ask your DoubleBees cashier about signing up for a rewards card where you can save money at all of our 34 stores. DoubleBees, it's where you gas it, grab it, and go. That's DoubleBees.
This is Justin Akre.
If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
You wanted more, so he's back. Weird Al Yankovic. The Bigger and Weirder 2026 Tour. Playing his biggest hits in his biggest show ever. Weird Al Yankovic with special guest Puddles Pity Party. Saturday, June 20th, Simmons Bank Arena. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
This is Trey Reed inviting you to join Mark Hedrick and me Tuesday nights at 7 for The Wild Side.
Brought to you by Edwards Food Giant, Trader Bill's Outdoors, Battery Outfitters, Tammy Chase Insurance, Crane Chevrolet, and Flyway Brewing.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
No timeouts left. They have to get it in. Harper lobs it inside. Castle hasn't lost it. That's it. It's over. The greatest comeback in NBA playoff history. The Knicks pull off the miracle comeback and lead it 3-1. Now one win away from a title.
Yeah, what an amazing game. I'm so thankful that I turned it back on because at halftime I turned it off and started watching some other one.
Yeah, well, I just, on my computer. I just got 9:30 off of Central Avenue, and you said
Spurs
up by 29.
Exclamation point. Yeah. Exclamation point. And,
didn't take long.
You've got to win that game if you're the Spurs. How do you give up a 27-point halftime lead and 29-point lead overall? You're a professional. Why is the coach going, stop shooting threes, man? We've missed 8 in a row. We should have this game won.
But
give the Knicks credit, man. It's really impressive. Coming up a little bit later, we'll visit with Joe Klein about the game, brought to you by Corky's. By the way, Sandy and Kimberly, part of winning this category of the Man Cave Contest, you were going to get a $100 gift certificate. Thanks to Joe Klein and Corky's.
Thank you, Joe Klein. You can thank him
when we come on. We're also going to get a speaker in here to where everybody can hear what we're saying, in case, you know, because it's loud in here, man. This is like a pool. You got a pinball machines going on. There's some activity. Todd, I don't know how it sounds, but there's a lot of sound in the background, which is all good. What do we call it?
Ambiance,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I'm just trying to figure out. Sorry, I don't know how things are going online as far as X and Facebook and all that, as far as listening, and so appreciate you guys getting on the Middleton Heat and Air text line and let me know, hey, it sounds good, it sounds this and that, so we can correct it if need be.
Here's a couple. Also, by the way, we're going to visit with Melinda Mayo today, formerly of Channel 7. She's brought to you by Sanders Grand Essentials. We'll visit with her about 8:30. We got to put a little Factor Crap, brought to you by Arkansas Municipal Equipment. That's Daniel and Vanessa Ellison. Great people, and they've also got the Highway 270 Grill. And somebody told us yesterday, somebody told me Highway 270 Grill got like best chicken in one of the best chicken in America comments by somebody who goes around the country, just drops in on places.
Yeah.
It's National Corn on the Cob Day. Are you in on corn on the cob?
Love it.
Kimberly says yes. Sandy, you say yes. Roger?
I'm a man, ain't I?
Yeah. Do you, Todd, would you rather have corn on the cob or have it, what do you call
creamed?
It? Creamed. Or you cream, or just when you have it off the cob? Is there a name for that?
Yeah.
What is it?
Just a whole kernel corn, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, Todd, what about you?
Can of corn.
Can of corn.
Todd, yes or no on a corn cob?
Corn on the cob all the way, every day.
I'll tell you, there's nothing like a soaked corn on the cob in butter. Yeah. Just in butter like crazy.
I think Joe at Corky's has corn on the cob, if I'm not mistaken.
And we've had my neighbor, Ben West, one of the things that he had at BuzzBQ with some of that Mexican street corn. I love that Mexican
strip.
My mouth's watering now just thinking about it. And there's a, sometimes when I want to get real fancy, I'll open up some cream corn. Cream corn's good. Even with mashed potatoes, you just hold your fingers up.
From the 870, someone says, is Sandy now going to whip everyone there in the pool? Or is that talent he's already passed down? laugh out loud. No, so that somebody that knows you here. Now, are you like a, I mean, are you a top level a pool player?
Oh, no.
Come on now.
No.
Listen, there's nothing you haven't been able to do. Your grands are getting that way.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like in the pool league, I'm a five. And there's sevens at play.
Okay, now, so Roger, we're going to go to you first.
He's in the league.
Give me two games of pool that you would play.
It would be
one's easy one.
Yeah, eight ball.
Eight ball, what's the other one?
Nine ball.
Are there any other games besides eight ball and nine ball?
Oh, we play snooker.
Oh, snooker, snooker. Snooker. About that.
Strip pool, you play strip pool.
You've got two different pool tables in here, and you've got bowling pins and bowling balls underneath the. You don't waste any space. You got
There is no space. There is not, and that's the thing because you got one in here. I mean, only somebody who has the eye for it, which is smart, and he's got that obviously. Sandy, I don't know how much input you may have had, but you go. Well, I've got one pool table. Why do I need two? You need two.
Balances the room out.
A lot of people show out.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I've got five. I've got three in storage.
So if
they're all for sale, anybody give us a call.
Okay. Is it Saunter? If Saunter up to the bar in a few minutes, will somebody wait on me?
Yeah.
Do I help myself?
With a bottle of water.
Somebody says from the 501. I'm glad Satan is over there this morning instead of hassling me this morning. Beautiful room, Sandy. I used to combine wreck motorcycles into running ones, JT and Bitten.
All right.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Listen, it's more. Who knew that we were going to be dealing with Satan today on the show? Yeah,
right.
Do you have any old pictures of that you can show us?
Not with me, no, I don't.
That's okay. Someone says here, so good, guys. Morning Mayhem is such an entertaining show.
I think
y'all have surpassed Channel 7 in the Feel Good, Proud to Be Arkansas type of show. Thank you. That's an ultimate compliment. We're going to keep that one. That's from the 615. They're listening over in Tennessee. And I love the fact that you can go anywhere and listen to the show. We're really proud of that. Yeah. Now, is there a reason you have a life-size Batman and a life-size law enforcement figure in here, no?
Yeah. See, I've collected most of the stuff over the last 20, 30 years.
Yeah, yeah.
And auctions, going to auctions and buying it here and there. And, you know, I've always been looking for a full-size Superman.
Yeah, Superman, okay.
And I wanted to get an old phone booth and put him changing in
I like it. Well, the other big news, speaking of Superman, if you apparently this guard, Davian Thompson, is a big deal to get him. Listen, I think he's 13. And they're going to try to get him to play next year, reclassify.
Right.
We beat him out over Michigan, Baylor, and Vanderbilt, but apparently was shooting 52% from three-point, which is outstanding. And that they say, according to the experts, he'll decide whether he wants to reclassify after July 14th through 19th, which is the Nike Peace Jam. You know what, Roger? I'm almost like, do we need a 17-year-old kid up there? I thought we had enough good guards as we have. Do we need one so young? And, of course, you know, that's sort of the sentiment about Cal, is that, Cal, are we getting all these young guys? We're ever getting, you know, they're 18, 19, when some of the other schools are getting the 23 years old, 24 years old that are, you know, more mature? I don't know.
Right,
you know?
Right. Well, I mean, you think about that sort of thing when somebody's going to stick around and play a while. But if you've got somebody, and maybe it's the mindset that I'm going to get as many good people as I can, and it'll all take care of itself.
Yes.
It'll all take care of itself. If this kid is better than the other kid that I got, the other kid's by attrition is gone.
Someone said, just getting in on the show, where are y'all at today? We're in Houston, Arkansas. This is the home of Sandy and Kimberly Hutchmuth. This is the second of our winners of the Man Cave Contest, brought to you by Coffee by Design West. It is off the chart. I love two different styles. It was very quiet yesterday in Mark and Ann's place. It is just the opposite here. We're getting out of speaker, but this is going to be a lot of fun. Congratulations again. Don't go away. Joe Klein coming up at 7 o'clock.
This is Larry Culpepper, the inventor of the college football playoff. When I'm in Arkansas, I always listen to 103.7 The Buzz. Ice cold, Dr. Pepper, help!
This is Mark Miller for Parker.